What I love about what Ruth says about her looped wire pieces is they contain the space, but she doesn't steal the air from anybody. They're present, but you're still able to breathe. Kind of an interesting idea.
That's Ruth Asawa's daughter, Addie.
And I am Susan Stauder. Ruth Asawa was my friend and mentor. Look around. Notice how the forms of each piece interact with each other and with their shifting shadows. You could call them abstract, but they also echo the natural world. Seaweed, seed pods, roots, and branches. Their forms go way back to Ruth's childhood on a dusty Southern California farm. Here's her daughter, Aiko.
She would sit on the back of the leveler, which would level the ground, and drag her feet. And they'd go close together and far apart and close together. So you would get these undulating lines that actually look like her long, hanging, looped wire sculptures.
In the 1940s, Ruth was taught to think outside the box at the groundbreaking Black Mountain College. At this liberal arts school, the art department was led by the iconic German artists Joseph and Annie Albers. Ruth's fellow students included artist Robert Rauschenberg. Guest teachers included the painter Jacob Lawrence, the dancer Merce Cunningham, and the inventor Buckminster Fuller. On a summer trip to Mexico, she began exploring looped wire.
A craftsman there showed her how to make egg baskets out of a galvanized wire. And then when she got back to Black Mountain College, she was just playing with the wire again in these kind of basket forms. And one of her friends says, "What happens if you close it up?" And so she closed it up to see what would happen. And that's where the first sculpture comes, where it's not a utilitarian, it's not practical, it's suspended.
Hanging sculpture was incredibly radical for the time.
She would play with the wire, she would play with form. There weren't always drawings for all of them, which is kind of exciting because then you don't know what it's going to turn out to look like until you're done.
Other pieces are made with her tied wire process. This grew out of Ruth's studies of angular desert plants. Ruth's grandsons, Henry and William.
I think what's also very special about the De Young Tower for me is that Ruth handpicked those sculptures as a representation of her larger body of work and chose to gift them to the De Young.
It felt that they always belonged there.
And as an education activist, it was really important to Ruth that they're displayed in the part of the museum that is free to the public and is used for education. Her son, Paul, and daughter, Aiko.
Art changed her life.
I really feel like she wanted children to know the joy of making art, making something from nothing.
Ruth's own family grew up around these pieces. They hung like a magical upside-down forest or an underwater kingdom in the family home in San Francisco.
Often you would see a pencil stuck in one of these looped wire sculptures or a paper airplane caught up there.
No, we weren't punished for things like that, no.